Are you approaching your 50s or are you in your 50s and feeling stuck? Are you feeling like life is passing you by and wish someone would just come point you in the right direction? Welcome to the Path to Being 50 and Free Show with Karen Timer. Your path to freedom starts now. Join Karen Timer on a journey where she explores with experts globally and empowers others to live a life of freedom. Karen will teach you how to claim your life back by covering topics around creating emotional and financial freedom. There is more to life than what you are living. Make a decision and start now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to my second of many bi-weekly podcasts, The Path to Being 50 and Free. I am so excited to be here today with my guest. My name is Karen Timer, and I am your podcast host. I am a freedom coach, and I believe it is important to share information, to share tips and tricks on how to enjoy your life and find that freedom that whatever that looks like to you. So many times I hear people, especially women these days, saying, I'm too old. It's too late to make a change. I don't know what to do, right? So, well, let me tell you, folks, it is never too late. You do not have to walk this path alone. And however, it starts with, first of all, making that decision and to have a better life, whatever that looks like. And it starts with actually working with your mind and your body. I just want to share a little story about me today, how life threw me a curveball 12 years ago. I remember I was massaging my neck and I felt this lump. And I went to the doctors, and to make a long story short, I found out that I actually had cancer. And I remember, you know, being scared, going, oh, my God, like me have cancer. Mind you, I wasn't surprised because I was a big smoker and I ate fast food like it was going out of style. But for me, I was like, OK, I have cancer. What do I need to do? How do I get rid of it? Because I have things to do in this world. Right. So I had surgery. And basically the rest is history, right? So I can now say I am a cancer thriver. And this actually was my big wake up call because, you know, like I said, I ate fast food, I smoked, and I thought, okay, maybe I should maybe learn a little bit about health and learn some nutrition. We learned a little bit in nutrition in massage school. And I met this woman who is a holistic nutritionist and told us that that food can actually help heal the body. And it can prevent disease. Now, we are not doctors. You know, I'm not making any health claims. I'm just passionate about health and love learning about nutrition in the body. So I went back to school, became a holistic nutritionist. And oh my gosh, guys, we really are what we eat. We really, truly are. And, you know, our body never lies. It's always speaking a language. If we have no energy, we can't sleep, we're not going to the bathroom, all that kind of stuff. It's our body speaking a language and it's telling us that something is out of balance. So I started meeting a lot of amazing people, and I'm so excited about my guest today because in the last, my gosh, maybe I would say 5 years, I've been on this health and wellness journey, and I went on a healing journey, and I've been meeting some amazing, amazing experts. Oh, it's so exciting. I don't even know where to begin, but I would love to welcome Kathy Nesbitt, who is my close friend, my mentor. She is actually the one who taught me all about marketing and media. And she is a health and wellness advocate. She is the founder of Kathy's Crawley Composters, Kathy's Sprouters, and Kathy's Laughter Club. She's a multi-award-winning environmental innovator who uses workshops and inspirational speaking to motivate people to live a more sustainable life. I am super excited to have you here today, Kathy. And I learned so much from you, and I'm excited to hear what you have to say. So why don't you just share a little bit about yourself and how laughter and sprouts have something in common? when it comes to our mind and body.
Yay, and welcome. I'm excited to be on your podcast. Thank you for the opportunity. Number two guest, yuppie! I'm excited, really, thank you. It is all about, you know, there's all these cliche expressions, we are what we eat, you know, it's, you know, there's so many expressions and they really do have value. So about me, so I do have a worm composting business. We're not gonna talk about that today because that would take all our time. I was about 10 years in. That's my main mission, putting worms in every living space. And I was, I was 10 years into my worm business and I was getting discouraged with people saying, ew, worms in the house. And I was kind of ready to doff my dream. And I was introduced to laughter yoga and I was like, laughter yoga, that's interesting. I don't even do yoga. So anybody that's listening that they're like, I don't like yoga. It's fine. It's just laughter. And I'll talk about what it is in a moment. So I was at a business event and, you know, someone introduced a 5-minute intro to laughter yoga. I was like, that's cool. And then that same week I was at a giant networking event, hundreds of people. The very first woman I met was a laughter yoga teacher. And I was like, huh, well, laughter yoga's mainstream. And she said, no, it isn't. So we trooped around together. Anyway, the short of that story is, I was like, well, okay. That woman had a laughter club where my mother-in-law lived. She just recently passed. I'm glad to keep her alive here on your podcast. Thank you. So we'd go out for dinner and then we'd go to laughter club. Like, how fun. And she would say, let's not have garlic. We better not have garlic. Like, ha, ha, ha. I said, as long as we both have it. them. And so that was great. And then I was like, this is really fun. It really helped me become more resilient. And again, I'll talk about the beautiful benefits of laughter. So I became trained as a leader and I love that so much. I became trained as a teacher. In 2017, I was appointed as a laughter ambassador by the founder of laughter yoga, Dr. Madan Kateria. So laughter yoga started in 1995 by a medical doctor and his goal is world peace through laughter. Laughter yoga is a global movement. There are clubs around the world. North America is a bit of a late adopter. You know, yoga's just arriving. 26 years, it's still in the middle of the ocean. So a laughter yoga session is simply deciding. It's not jokes or comedy. It's deciding to laugh. It's a cardiovascular workout. So during a laughter class, there's clapping and chanting, and that's for the adults, right? Kids don't need priming. We need priming because we're like, oh, you want me to laugh for nothing? Yeah, just laugh. And that's what happens when you come to a laughter club after a while is you don't need the priming, but we do as we start. So you clap palm to palm. So you're activating the meridians. There's a little mantra. Yeah, you can play along. Like it's one, two, one, two, three, ho, ho, ha, 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 ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Right? And that just gets us into our body. Then we're not thinking about, oh, I just have to laugh. Ha, ha, ha. That's weird. If we're doing this, then we can think about the clapping and not be in our head.
Right.
So our brain doesn't know, our brain is like, oh, this feels weird. You know, that voice in your head that isn't your friend. Stop it. What are you doing? You look weird. Yeah, that's right. Where your body's like, woo, pew, pew, pew. All the love drugs, dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins versus when we're stressed, we're secreting cortisol.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we need to bring down that, right? And we need to get our body back in balance and bring down that cortisol.
Exactly. Yeah. So laughter forces us the main reason for doing laughter yoga, so many benefits that I'll talk about. The main one is that our brain requires 25% more oxygen than the rest of the body as an operating principle. It's a machine, right? It's the answering machine.
Right, right. Exactly. Exactly.
Like it's literally the answering machine. So when we're stressed, we're not breathing properly, right? We're kind of breathing very shallow. Maybe we're panting a little bit. We're like sweating. And like, I'll give you an example. Have you ever lost your keys, phone, glasses, and you're flopping around? You're like, oh my gosh, I gotta go. I'm gonna be late. Where are my keys? And maybe you live with someone, you're yelling at them, your kids, you know, you're, you know, shuffling things around. You're just flopping around in a panic. The longer you flop around, you're never finding your keys, phone, or glasses, right? Because your answering machine is literally being deprived of oxygen.
Right.
Because when we're stressed, lymph, blood, oxygen leaves our brain because we go into fight, flight, or freeze.
Right, right.
We just need to get out of stress.
Right, that's correct, yeah.
Yeah, so next time you lose something, I'm sorry, I can't stop you from losing something.
And it happens.
But I can give you a gift. And next time it happens, hopefully my voice squeaks into your oxygen-deprived brain and says, oh, what did Kathy say? Stop, take a deep breath, laugh it off, ha, 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 ha. And then, oh my gosh, your glasses will be right there. There are my glasses, right there. Luckily, they were right there. How handy.
And it really does work because I know I do have you in my head sometimes. And, you know, if I've lost something or even just before, you know, doing the podcast, it's like my heart is racing. I'm nervous. Oh my God, what am I going to say? And it's like, okay, just stop, breathe. Calm down the nervous system, come into, you know, like a calming state, do the laughing. I do dancing sometimes. And it just, all of a sudden it's like, and do some deep breathing. And then our body just goes, ah, now I can think again. Right. So yeah, it's a great tool to have, whatever we're having anxiety about. Right.
And who isn't during this cuckoo time?
Right.
Even people that have tools, like even people that have all kinds of like little tools in their tool basket for healing and getting out of stress, this time is so, it's so unknown. We don't know what's going on. So that's scary. And it's really scary for people that don't have tools. So, yeah. So laughter brings us out of stress and we're not laughing at the situation. We're never laughing at, we're laughing because of. Right. So we're having this pandemic. We better laugh because otherwise we're crying in the corner. We're so afraid. We're all curled up. Oh, what's happening? We're afraid of our neighbor. We're afraid over here. What's going on? We don't know.
Right.
So laughter really just opens us up. When we're afraid, we're closed. Like we're, you know, if you're sad or depressed or anxious, you know, you're kind of have your body language is very small. You just kind of take up a little bit of space. So something we can do. And, you know, another reason why we are experiencing a lot of anxiety today is because of our technology. As you know, I don't have this, but if I did, it would be like this.
I know, you're the only one I know who doesn't have a cell phone. Like how cool. Kathy has built her business through media and no cell phone. So I'm impressed. I think it's amazing. Sorry, go on.
But people do, and you know, no judgment. I just don't happen to have one. But people today, so when we're looking at our cell phone, our neck is in that candy cane position, right? It's the curved neck. Our physiology is saying to our brain, I'm sad. Even if we're watching cute cat videos and we're laughing, the fact that our body is in that shape, that's depression physiology.
Right.
So somehow somebody listening, some inventor person, please take note. We need you. Yeah. So there's selfie sticks so that we can take our selfie at just at the right angle. I don't know what it looks like, but I'm imagining that it's something like that. That it's a stick or something. I don't know.
That's basically it.
And your thing is on the end. Your flat thing is on the end. I don't know. So what? So somebody needs to come up with technology. Cell phones aren't going anywhere anytime soon. So we need to have something so that we can be up here instead of down here.
I agree. I agree.
But when we're feeling sad, all we need to do is open up, like open up our arms, do some jumping jacks, maybe say a couple of yippies. I tell parents, like if your kids are feeling sad, have them go, yippee, 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 three times, like you're really mean it, like, yay, I just got the best news ever. Because this is the sign of victory. This is the international sign of victory. And it's impossible to be sad and have your arms in this, it's just not possible for right. Like as soon as you take me, you might get sad again. Then you're going to have to go.
And I do that sometimes, like if I'm in a mood or whatever, I mean, you know, we're all human. We're going to have our good days and bad days. Right. But it's like, how quickly can you get out of those bad days and shift that energy, right? And I know when I go for a walk sometimes, I do that myself. It'll be just, you know, I'll think of something exciting and be and just do that automatically, right? The yippies, right? And like you say, you can't be sad and go yippee at the same time, right? So
yeah, so laughter is something that really is a beautiful thing. Laughter is the best medicine. We've all heard it. So the love drugs, we've covered that, the oxygen, right? Oxygen is our life, right? Mm-hmm. We can live without food and water for a few days. We might be grumpy and uncomfortable, but we could do it. We can only live without oxygen for a few minutes. Right. Laughter forces us, right? You can't just ha-ha. You gotta, you can't just be like, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. You can't just ha-ha. You have to, so it really does force us to get back into our body, get out of stress, and be totally present. Right? You can't think about yesterday. Oh, why did I say that thing yesterday? You're just right here. You're not thinking tomorrow. Oh my gosh, I have this thing or that thing or all the things I have to do. I'm overwhelmed. We're right here laughing right now, not at the situation because of whatever the situation is. We're just laughing, connecting. A laughter session. I mean, now it's on Zoom. We've transitioned. Everybody seems to have transitioned beautifully online. Thank God for Zoom. I wish I had shared before COVID.
No kidding, eh?
No, it's not funny, but oh well.
Yeah,
since I didn't. Yeah. Since that boat sailed already. Yeah, so during this, a usual laughter session is done in person. And there's a little game. So we do the clapping and chanting. As the laughter leader, there's little games just to inspire the laughter, just so that people can play along and not feel weird. Like you could just literally just laugh. Like you could be like, let's just laugh. Because 10 to 15 minutes of sustained belly laughter is equivalent to about 300 sit-ups. Wow.
Amazing. That's wow. You just saved me a whole bunch of sit-ups. Thank you.
Right? You got to keep count and it hurts your belly. And oh my gosh, it's a lot of work and it's lonely and all that stuff. It takes time. I don't know how long it would take to do 300 sit-ups because I've never done that.
I've never done it.
In my life.
My God.
So it really fits everywhere. Laughter goes with everything. You know, we say as laughter yogis, if you don't feel like laughing, bring your able body and we'll make you laugh.
You can't help it. You can't help it when you're around people when they're laughing, right? Like you automatically, well, I do anyway. When I see people laughing, I automatically laugh with them, right? But great information. Thank you. Now, how does your sprouts now, right? You know, what do they have in common?
Yeah, what do? They're both life-giving is the short answer. The laugh, so the sprouts, I have a wonderful sprout grower. And so let me just talk about what sprouts are. Yes. Sprouts are simply just a seed or the bean. And then once it starts to grow, so when it's dry, a dry seed or bean, it's just waiting to be put in soil or put in water so that it can start its journey. And then it just kind of comes to life. It kind of gets born, cracks open, and then the root comes out, and then the head comes out, and then woo, and then it turns into a little plant, and ooh, it's very exciting. So that's all a sprout is just putting it in water, letting it start to germinate. And then you eat it as soon as you eat it raw. As soon as the root is the size of the bean. Sprouts are kind of the original fast food. That's what I've dubbed them. We know about fast food, right?
But healthier for you.
But they're way healthier. I say you can eat as much as you want. Oh, wait a minute. You can't. Unlike, say, a bag of chips, you could eat the whole bag and still be hungry because you've got zero nutrients. You've eaten just like, you've just eaten, I don't know, whatever it is that they are. A bunch of chemicals. You've eaten a bunch of chemicals. Whereas if you eat sprouts, so sprouts contain fiber, protein, vitamins, minerals. So everything our body needs, they're hydrating. I'll explain all these fancy words. I sound so smart.
You are smart.
I am smart. Okay, smarty pants. They're hydrating, alkalizing, regenerative, biogenic, and contain up to 100 times more digestive enzymes than raw vegetables. As soon as we cook them, no more enzymes. Okay. So for me, so let me explain those fancy words. Hydrating, so they're juicy. As soon as we're thirsty, Good, nice cue.
I know. I was about to cough, so I'm like, I gotta drink something. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. As soon as we're thirsty, we're already starting to get dehydrated. So the sprouts are juicy, so they're hydrating, alkalizing. So many diseases take place in an acidic body. Cancer, I mean, many of our common illnesses happen in an acidic body.
Right.
Sprouts are alkaline food, so they help to balance the pH. Hydrating, alkalizing, regenerative. Oh my gosh, probably almost one of my favorite things. So our cells are always regrowing, like they're always renewing. Our body renews itself. I think it's every 7 years. So sprouts just help that. They help our cells be stronger and just renew better. We can't grow back our, you know, Alzheimer's is a degenerative disease. Sprouts are regenerative. Not that we can grow back our memories, but imagine if we could fortify our brain.
Right.
All right. Hydrating, alkalizing, regenerative, biogenic. Oh, yeah, that's my favorite one. They're all my favorite.
It's a great word. But yes. It's
life force giving. Biogenic means life force giving. When you eat live food, you get that energy. So people say to me, you have so much energy. And I'm like, you could have this energy too, but it's 19 years. If you want this energy, you better start today.
That's right. And that's part of the freedom, right?
that's part of the freedom. Absolutely. Yeah. Is when you take care of your health, then you can look after your passion. Then you can do the other things in life that you really want to do. Not looking at your health. You don't have to, you're healthy.
Yeah.
Hydrating, alkalizing, regenerative, biogenic. Enzymes, up to 100 times more digestive enzyme. Probably the most important reason to add sprouts to your diet. So when we're eating, when we're born, we're given a certain number of enzymes. If we're not using, like taking in enzymes in raw vegetables or sprouts when we're eating, we may start to get digestive issues. And when we go to the doctor will write us a prescription for enzyme pills.
Yeah.
Instead of taking an enzyme pill, you could grow your own. So I start my day with 2 tablespoons of sprouted mung beans, 19 years. That was like 2002. I started my worm business. My very first event, like I really want people to take note of when they see something or when they come across something, somebody says something where they're like, ding, oh, that struck. What is that? I don't know what that is. You know, take notice. Like it might not be indigestion. And that might be a note from the universe that, oh, there's something in what that person just said. And you might not know what it has to do with anything, but just kind of put it in the back of your mind. Cause then later on, it may come forward. So I met the gentleman who designed this sprout grower that I use in 2002, when I started my worm business, very first event that I was at. Wow. And well, it's like a little spaceship.
Amazing.
Spaceship, right? So the spaceship was flying off the shelf and I was like, what is that spaceship thing? I didn't know anything about sprouts or sprouting, why you would eat them, why you would do it, anything. And he was he's a ballroom dancer. He was 72 at that time, 92 now.
Wow.
So, wow. Thank you. I should have stopped. So 92 now.
Wow.
Right. He's super healthy. He lives on his own, still drives, still works in the business. I mean, he is a machine and he's been eating sprouts for 50 years. What you put in your body matters. You know, when we're young, we think, oh, we can eat what we want. We can do what we want. We're infallible. And you may be, but it's called bioaccumulation. Google that, folks. And it means like the accumulation effect. We might, you know, when we have, when we eat something, then the next day we eat that same thing. Like say we eat a chocolate bar every day, one chocolate bar, it seems like, that's not a big deal, but imagine 365 chocolate bars in a year. Uh-oh, that sounds like a heck of a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, amazing. Well, I love your sprouts because I remember the first time I actually tried them and we've only got a couple of minutes left. So, but I remember the first time I tried them, I remember we were at an event and I had a bit of a stomach ache. I don't know what I ate. And you're like, here, try these. And it just, it got rid of the indigestion or whatever it was that I was going through at that time, right? So I love my sprouter now that I know how to use it properly and I don't have it upside down like I did before. But they're amazung. I mean, you can grow your mung beans in what, 2 days, 3 days or something like that?
And then you've last even, yeah, last yeah. even. It's actually the heat and humidity. So with this sprout grower, it's about 24 hours in the summer. Yeah. I know. In the summer, it's about 24 hours. In the winter, it's a little bit longer because it's cooler and not quite as humid. But yeah, as soon as they're ready, you put them in the fridge, treat them like leftovers, and then, yeah, just start your day.
They're delicious. So here's a quick question, because I feel like you and I could talk forever. So I have two questions. What does freedom mean to you in a few words? And how can people get a hold of you? What do you have to offer for our audience? And what does freedom mean?
Freedom means to me having the ability to do what I want when I want, because I want it and not because someone else tells me to do something.
Love it.
I want to be my own person. Yeah. Was it always like this? No, but you know, you don't have to have a midlife crisis. You can decide like early on in your 20s, imagine. Woo!
Yeah.
So I would like to, I have a Tuesday class, a Tuesday Laughter Club. It's free. 30 minutes of beautiful, wonderful self-care. It's kathysclub.com. All the details are there. It's on Zoom. It's online. So everybody can join. Please do. And I also have another offer regarding the sprouter. If anybody would like to try the sprouter, they can, it's kathysprouters.com. If you just mention that you saw it on this podcast, I'll toss in a free bag of mung beans for you. Yeah. How about that?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, Kathy, as always, 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 it's always a pleasure to chat with you. I always learn from you and I'm so happy to have you a part of my life and be on this journey together, right? And it's really just about educating and doing what we can and doing our part in this world during this cuckoo time.
I love that you're a cancer thriver. Let's just thrive in business. Yeah,
that's right. Exactly. So, so I look forward to coming and joining Laughter Yoga again, because it's been a while. And I remember when we went on the beach in what was the place called? King Carden. That was so much fun. Right? I mean, you can do laughter anywhere. You don't have to be, okay. So, yes, again, thank you. We need to wrap it up. And again, thank you, Kathy, as always.
Thank you. Thank you, Karen. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to the Path to Being 50 and Free show with your host, Karen Timer, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join her next time to continue learning new ways to claim your life of joy and stop letting life pass you by. Your path to freedom starts here. To work with Karen, visit 50andfree.ca. That's FIFTYANDFREE.ca. Make a decision and start now.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.